Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
This is Internet Marketing. Hello everybody and welcome to episode 114 of Internet Marketing, brought to you by Site Visibility at sitevisibility.com. In today's show, Kelvin interviews Jon Vermeeren. Jon is the founder of Networking Coach and an author. He's written a book called How to Really Use LinkedIn. And in today's show, he gives us a lowdown on the best way of using LinkedIn as part of your online marketing strategy. All coming up in Internet Marketing.
So you write quite a lot about LinkedIn. Why do you think as a service it's become so popular? And, you know, what are kind of some of the secondary benefits of having a LinkedIn profile? So why has it become so popular? And what do you think are the real benefits of participating in LinkedIn as a kind of a marketer and a business person?
The reason why it's becoming so popular, because it's, number one, the business networking website. And really important is the business part. Because Facebook is there. In Europe, you also get Netlock, MySpace. So these are kind of other websites more to the personal side of our lives, while LinkedIn is really focused on the business part. And it's the biggest one worldwide. In some countries, number two, but most over the world is number one. And what many people think what is useful for, it's having a profile and for personal branding. And that's part of it, but it's also a huge pitfall, because other LinkedIn trainers, they say, oh, come and then do a workshop with me, I show you how to make a killer profile, and then everything will go fast from there. And mm-hmm. in reality, it's not the case. It's the beginning. Mm-hmm. It's much more. For me, a LinkedIn profile, whether it's a personal profile or a company profile, it's a start, and it's the support of your own proactive strategy. Mm. And what for me the biggest benefit of LinkedIn is that it shows us who knows whom. Mm-hmm. Yeah? So if you're looking for a new customer or a new partner or a sponsor for an event or whatever, mm-hmm. or a new job, and you do your homework first, and that's what most companies and most people drop the ball. They don't do their homework first. They don't set goals first. And then you can spend in many hours on any website and not get any results. So it's just the goal first. But for example, if you want to do business with Coca-Cola in the UK, in the London office, for example, and you want to do business with the marketing director there, then you type that in LinkedIn in the advanced search screen, which many people mm-hmm. don't use. So where do you find it? Next to search up front, on top of the screen, you have the advanced link. Click on that and use the parameters there so you can have a specific search result. You see then who is the marketing director, and then you also see who knows this director, so who from your network can introduce you to him or her. And then, only then, after you have done that, then a personal profile is very important. Mm. So this marketing director knows who you are and is interested in having a meeting with you or having a talk with you.
Yeah. And I mean, what, there's definitely an assumption amongst some people in the world of digital marketing that the only time anyone ever updates their LinkedIn profile or uses LinkedIn, if they're on the outlook for a new job. Do you think that's really the case? Is there a bit of a kind of an underestimation of the way in which people are using LinkedIn in all kinds of aspects of their business, from marketing, business development, like you were talking about there, even, you know, kind of, you know, helping each other in peer collaborations? Do you think there's a lot more to LinkedIn than just, you know, job searching, as it were?
Yes. And of course, because it's LinkedIn's where it started with, and it's still the main source of income is through job-related stuff on their website. But it's so much more than that. And from a marketer's perspective, especially when you work for a larger company, it's a huge lead generation tool if you do it in the right way. Mm. And that's also what many people have never thought about. For me, the real power of the network is in the second degree. So it's not your first degree, you know, your own network, but their network. How you apply this to companies? For example, what you see in many companies, they have a marketing team, let's say 1,000 people in the company, 1,000 employees, let's say 40 people in the marketing department, and those 40 people are trying to get more business, and they're supporting the sales department, which maybe also is 50 people. So let's say 90 people are getting out there to get new customers, but 910 people are not doing anything, and it's that's not their job. So that you have to also respect that it's not their job. But what we tell people to do is feed those other 910 people with the right information so they can put it on their profile, and their profiles become a lead generation tool as well. Mm-hmm. So for example, how to do that, use the applications in the profiles. Use, for example, SlideShare. Mm-hmm. SlideShare, it also benefited us in many ways if done in the right way. It cannot be a sales pitch. It has to be content, and like you are doing with the podcast, has to be content. Teach people new things, give them good tips, and say, hey, this improves my life or my company's life. And then what's very important, and that's where most companies drop the ball, is they forget to put a link to their own website where people can get more. Because when people can get more, if people go to my LinkedIn profile, they will see I have lots of presentation about how to use LinkedIn to get a new job, to get new sales, stuff like that. And at the last slide, there is a link to the website of my book, How to Really Use LinkedIn. And people can download a free light version of the book. But then they have to leave their name and their email address. Mm. So they come into our database, they end up in their database, so we can start communicating with them. And this is something that many people forget. So back to the example, when 910 people put that on their profile, their whole network will see that, also people who stumble upon their profile on accident. And you don't have to do anything. It's just one person in the marketing department has to make that SlideShare presentation, let everybody else know that it's available. Not everybody will put it on their profile. You cannot also force people to do that. You can only invite them to do that. But let's say even if only 600 people put it on their profile, then there is that leverage that you get from social media.
No, really fantastic there. And I mean, one of the things that's, you know, I use LinkedIn at, you know, a reasonable amount, and one thing I've always undernied about is it worth investing in that extra cost of the premium functionality so you can contact more people? And, you know, from your experience, you think for most people that's a good investment, or can actually they get pretty much everything they need using the free functionality of the site?
Now, this is something that LinkedIn doesn't like us to tell. And for your information, we are the first LinkedIn certified training company in the world. So we're very, very pleased with that. So we are partners. But I also tell them, you have to get more functionality when you charge people money. So if people apply all the tips from my book, and if people already bought my book, please download the updates, they're free, already 50 pages, because LinkedIn changed the whole time as well. If you apply all the free tips, what you can do with the basic account, then you already get so much business, so much effort, or just so much new job, if you're looking for a new job, then you get also many results by now. But But if LinkedIn, maybe they add something next week, and then I have to tell everybody, no, now it's time to upgrade your account. Mm. And I hope I can say that pretty soon, because I think it's a wonderful website and a wonderful company.
Yeah. And I know that when you're talking about how to do better networking and how people to become like an ambassador of the company, that listening is kind of a fundamental skill. What do you think's kind of, are there any top tips you've got for people in terms of how they can listen and really kind of understand their customers using LinkedIn?
You refer to a blog post series put on my blog about listening more on a personal level and on events and just face-to-face contact. But also, listening in the groups on LinkedIn that you're a member of, that your customers are a member of, or partners or suppliers, whatever your focus is. Be a member and just see what they are talking about. For me, we use Twitter the most to listen about what is saying, and we use RSS feeds to see what people are saying about me, because I'm the face of the company, about my books and about what we do. It's following, and it's also LinkedIn most of the time is discussions. Also the answers section is interesting for that. And for me, it's what I call, it's about building the know, like, and trust factor. It's not about selling, it's about building relationships.
And I know that kind of you said that, one aspect of networking is that you making sure that a company's employee feel that they're part of something and that they can act as ambassadors for the brand. How important is that? And, what happens if employees don't feel part of the family? Will this, make them, less effective at their networking, or just discourage them from networking in the first place?
Yeah, we are with the whole world in a transformation phase right now, and social media are just... they're just highlighting what's going on. That's my opinion. Because employees have always been ambassadors of a company. They always talked about their job in a pub or at the parties or just with friends. Only now on the internet and with social media, they get more visibility or more, let's say, chances that they get more visibility. So now many companies are worrying about that, like, oh, what are they going to tell about us? And they're not worrying about the good stuff. They're worrying about the bad stuff. But for me, it's not about social media, because many companies are blocking Facebook, sometimes also LinkedIn. And I say, it's not about the tools. It's about how you deal with the people that are working for you or working with you. First, you have to solve that issue, and then use the tools. But don't blame the tools for something that's wrong inside your company.
And, so is LinkedIn really only most successful for kind of B2B businesses, where you're selling to another business rather than selling direct to a consumer? Are there kind of many applications for how, a company could be marketing themselves if they're, selling to consumers rather than to other businesses?
But it's kind of, for me, it's less direct to consumers. But for me, again, I always look at the world in the second degree. For me, if I would be, a Coca-Cola and I want to sell more Coca-Cola, I won't be looking for consumers on LinkedIn. What I would be looking for are partners who are already in touch with my target group. So I would look for, a representative of Nike when they do somewhere a business run event or whatever, and see how we can partner up there. So it's more like finding the partnerships there on the business level, and then people and organizations who have already a relationship with your target group or your future target group.
And so if, there's one takeaway, Jan, you've got from this that, someone's listened to the show, they're like, okay, I've got my LinkedIn profile, I do update it occasionally, but, I know I could be doing a better job. What's the one thing they could go away once they finish listening to this podcast, do straight away, maybe take half an hour or so, that will make a huge amount of difference to their ability to use LinkedIn effectively?
First, have a good LinkedIn profile, but focus on what you can give first. Give good tips. What you can do there is use applications like SlideShare, like Google Presentation, like the Boxnet files. Use those to show that you want to help people first. You can do that on a visual level, But like I said before, and that's for me what the role of marketing will be, is to provide all the other people from the company with the right content. So that's one thing. And then start from your goals. What are your goals? Who do you need? What do you want to achieve? And think then, who are the people in the best position to help me reach that goal? And look for them on LinkedIn, see how you are connected to them, and ask for an introduction. And don't use LinkedIn to ask for the introduction. Use LinkedIn as a research database, but then go outside of LinkedIn. Pick up the phone, explain the person you know in common what you're looking for and why you think this person can help you, and ask them to be introduced via a normal email. So you ask your common contact to introduce you to the person you want to speak to, and vice versa in one email. In my book, I call it a magic mail. And why magic? Because it's just a normal email, but the results can be magical. And the reason is that the person who has already a relationship with the other one you want to talk to, he or she puts effort and time in it by sending the email. It's not much time or effort, but the perception of the end recipient is so much different. Everybody doesn't have enough time anymore to do everything in a day, busy lives. But if someone you already know, like, and trust sent you something, you're more open for the message and also the person who was introduced. So that's my advice for everybody to use
LinkedIn. And I think that's a great suggestion there as well, that kind of use LinkedIn as kind of like a really, really powerful Rolodex and see what who is the person you want to contact, what is your connection to that person, and then make use of the kind of, LinkedIn gives you that information that perhaps you would have never wise had before, but then approach people like you would have done before LinkedIn was there, actually get on the phone, send someone an email and ask them a favor.
Yeah.
Well, fantastic.
Use the tools what they're best for. Yeah.
No, cheers, Jan. That's really, really great advice there that I can see lots of people going out and implementing and having a much better LinkedIn profile and experience of using the site.
Well, that's it for today. Thank you so much for listening. You can find us on the internet at www.internetmarketingpodcast.org, where you'll find show notes, links, and instructions on how to subscribe. We would absolutely love to get feedback, comments and questions from you. If you want to send an email, send it to kelvin.newman@sitevisibility.com. Also, feel free to comment on the website. And if you'd like to use our voice line number, if you're outside of the UK, it's +44 1273 256 150. If you're inside the UK, it's 01273 256 150. And you can leave a voice comment or question and we'll play it on the show. Also, we would absolutely be delighted if you would give us a rating on iTunes itself. Well, that's it for now. Andy White signing off until next week on Internet Marketing.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market. Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.